utopia. Transmissions will resume. I've tried to push, tried to keep us all down, down, and hope that we will never see the truth around. Another promise, another scene, another a package like to keep us trapped in greed. All our green belts wrapped around our minds. Red tape to keep the truth confined.
The red tape to keep the truth confined. I like it. Damn, they're British though, man. Such a good band, but they're British. And that's why they won't come on my show. I must assume. Or they have no idea who I am. Or what we're all about. I guess there's a couple. Start off with, sending you to the websites. The moribund and defunct websites that I've not had much, if too much input on. They've been hijacked several times. I'm trying to get, there is information on there. It does go to some of the issues, but I've been trying to get all of the motions, because in this, the Department of Homeland Security or the Coast Guard, they get to bring the charges, they get to present the evidence, they've denied me any discovery, much, it's very similar to what's going on with Bradley Manning's case. They've denied him not only recusal of the judge, which I think he's conflicted, because he was the investigating officer. It's like having the policeman be the convening authority. If this is the way our courts have turned in the military system, then I would think that, we should not have standing military courts. Unless we're at war, and they should only be convened on the impromptu nature that we cannot get an individual back to the United States for trial, and that the crimes are so heinous, what they're charged with. Something like what, it almost goes back to, I'm trying to get the couple that were charged with releasing the nuclear secrets here in the United States, and I know an audience member will call in possibly, or, excuse me, remind me of, I can't believe their name's passing my, the Rosenbergs, right? A military tribunal is convened to cover up things, to fabricate things, to make things up. And I'm just going from personal experience. And looking back at how military tribunals have been used throughout history, it is using the military as a military asset, a military weapon in the form of a court instead, to create civilian law, to impose the military and military personnel upon civilians who, even in a courtroom, have no chance of defeating the military. And anyone who's in the military has a very difficult chance as well, because it is somewhat of a conflicted nature. I got a couple emails and some other stuff I want to get into. We'll be right back after this break. 800-313-9443. You have been dared to pick up the phone and call in.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
That's why they call it music. Okay, so I'm going to put it out there. I will sponsor the band Muse if they want to become U.S. citizens and move to the United States. How do you like them apples? A listener sent me an article, and my hat's off to the listener. I won't mention your name. It's from Here We Go. It's San Francisco Bay Guardian online. Policing the police. Unprecedented Berkeley coalition is creating policies to regulate a wide variety of police state abuses. And we'll see how it works out, as my listener also pointed out as well, hoping that it would hold water. Bay Area cities have been at the forefront of local challenges to the police state, making stands on issues including racial profiling, deportations of undocumented immigrants, the use of force against peaceful protests, and police intelligence gathering and surveillance of law-abiding citizens. But the city of Berkeley is creating comprehensive policies to address all of these issues in a proposed peace and justice ordinance that is now being developed. The effort comes against the backdrop of clashes against, The effort comes against the backdrop of clashes between police and Occupy movement protesters, including the violent October 25th police raid on Occupy Oakland, with Berkeley police and other jurisdictions on the scene. And I don't think, you know, the people in Berkeley, if they're just waking up now to how their community has changed, even UC Berkeley, over the last 20 years, it is one of the colleges that is tied to the University of Chicago, and teachings by Milton Friedman and others on basically pushing, for want of a better word, and they don't do it this way, it's cloaked in other words and terms and paraphrases, fascism or corporatism, you know, this whole philosophy that greed is good, among other things, Berkeley is redefining when it will join other communities in what's called, quote-unquote, mutual aid agreements, deals that require nearby agencies to help each other out when one public safety department is overwhelmed. Public safety department. It's one of the things that they've used in my own prosecutions, saying that I am a threat to public safety in order to bring charges against me. And prosecute me for the last 8-9 years in a most clearly military tribunal. I'm up against a JAG officer in the Coast Guard. And people in the Coast Guard are even defending this, like it's somehow okay, and as if they don't know or understand the United States Constitution, and that we don't use military personnel or police that have been militarized by placing military personnel in there to police, regulate, enforce, and even worse, adjudicate civilian law. And by that, use military personnel, military forces to make civilian law. If military forces, military resources, military assets, military personnel are used to police, then they are making civilian law. If they're used to enforce, they are then making civilian law. If they are used to regulate, they are then making civilian law. And especially if they are used to adjudicate, as in my own case, be the police and be the prosecutor in the form of a branch of military, then you have a military dictatorship. You have a military police state. Not just a police state, but a military police state, where it is the military police that are carrying on the police state. I'll go back to the article. It's not terribly controversial when it applies to firefighting. If your firefighters are overwhelmed for your community, you call on local and neighboring communities to help out. But some people in San Francisco and Berkeley weren't happy to see their officers joining the Oakland cops in the crackdown on peaceful protesters. Berkeley officials also want to limit the ability of local cops to work with the FBI and federal immigration agents. The effort began quietly last summer with behind-the-scene organizing spearheaded by the Washington, D.C.-based Bill of Rights Defense Committee, which reached out to a wide variety of groups, including the NAACP, the ACLU, the Asian Law Caucus, the National Lawyers Guild, the Coalition for a Safe Berkeley, and the city's Peace and Justice Commission. There was a series of one-on-one conversations with the leaders of these groups, and then getting them into a room together, said Bill of Rights Defense Committee Executive Director Shahid Batar. That effort got a major push forward last month when council members Jesse Argoan and Chris Worthington led an effort to suspend mutual aid agreements the Berkeley Police Department has with the University of California Police and two other police agencies, as well as two city police documents over concerns about the use of force against peaceful protesters and domestic surveillance activities. Council approved the proposal unanimously. Ironically, on the day after the vote, the university launched a violent and controversial crackdown on the Occupy Cal encampment without the help of Berkeley police. It sends the message that we're not going to try to suppress people's rights to demonstrate and express themselves, Arwin told The Guardian. And I wonder if this, The Guardian is an outcrop of The Guardian in UK. It's kind of weird how we have to have British nationals and British agents press issues forward here in the United States as if we can't do it for ourselves for some reason. And I don't know if that is tied to the Guardian of the UK, but I would think so from even the San Francisco Bay Guardian online. And it appears to have that feel to it, that it is tied to the British Guardian, but without knowing, I thought Muse was an American band, but lo and behold, they're English. Peace and Justice Commission member George Lippman agreed people who were so shocked by what happened in Oakland that they didn't resist. To me, it comes down to what are our values. Arguin used public records laws to obtain the mutual aid agreements between the various cities and then, with help from activists, identified provisions that conflict with Berkeley laws and values. Worthington said that work was crucial to winning over other members of the council. It was a generic objection to the whole thing. We would not have won the vote. So I guess they did their homework. And I would thank the, I'll read this last piece. There's more to it, and I would go to the San Francisco Bay Guardian online to read that article and others. And it says the agreements that the council suspended were the UC Police, the Northern California Regional Intelligence Center, an arm of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, a domestic surveillance pact that has ramped up activity since 9/11, the Urban Area Security Initiative, the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, of course, the city's criminal intelligence policy, and its jail policy, which directs local officers to honor federal immigration holds. So, and I would again draw your attention to, as I have to my producer, to read at the bottom of the RBN website, the motion that I've just filed myself in regards to what's going on in my own situation. It's at the very bottom. You go through U.S. News and World News and keep traveling to the bottom, columnists, videos, and required reading at the very bottom. The very first line is indefinite Detention Act provisions within S. 1867, that's Senate Bill 1867 that just passed, H.R. 1540 that passed, H.R. 1253, I think that was similar to 1540, but it passed previously, already underway since 2003. And it goes into my motion that has been filed with the Ninth Circuit pertaining to motions for right to assistance of counsel. And at the very end of that document, I outline or mention those very same bills that have just passed. But also, I'd draw your attention to paragraph 36. Hence, I put in here, assistance of counsel by nature of political police tribunals. Coast Guard proceedings are constituted, CG as Coast Guard, are constituted minimally as federal quote-unquote police tribunals, which is unconstitutional because of this tribunal stripped from the Coast Guard repeatedly. Branches of military are not to function as federal agency at the same time. Coast Guard continuously altered jurisdiction, all fell short on each claimed change. Hence the need of the Coast Guard and DHS to use 2007 delegation number 0170.1 by Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano, of course, as most recent supposed claim of jurisdiction. 2007 delegation cannot constitute military tribunals over civilians. Delegation, quote-unquote, cannot be used in ex post facto claim to jurisdiction either as in CDOA 2689, Commandant's decision on appeal, 4 years after 2003 charges. Coast Guard knows it's not to hold these tribunals and why it has resorted to seizing invalid power to declare its military target incompetent. And I like the next paragraph. We'll go to that right after the break. 800-313-9443. Call in, damn it.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
People, rise up and take the power back, because now doing so can land you in indefinite military detention. And I want to be really clear, because I don't think people understand. You don't have to be in physical custody to be considered in custody. And this goes to, U.S. Supreme Court case precedents. And it goes to Marion and Miranda and a bunch of other case law. To where, and a whole string of case law even before Miranda and Marion, and these cases are tied to a whole string of other case law about, rights as an accused or a criminal. And you're considered in custody, not when you're actually physically picked up or charged or brought to a court and to answer for charges, but when an investigation focuses on you as an individual, as a quote-unquote, violator of law, rule, or regulation. And that was the other thing I wanted to mention, that they call them rulers because rather than abiding by the law, and especially the spirit of the law, they, A, either go to the black-letter language of a poorly written law, or they use rules. Hence the term ruler, and hence these, executive branch agencies or departments that are coming up with rules and regulations through their own adjudications internally against people like myself who are not internal and whose proceedings are not remedial nor administrative, because they can't be administrative if it's a branch of military carrying them on using military personnel to do so. And I've been, out there screaming about this, trying to get people to wake up and, even garner some help, donations, legal defense fund, even to get these documents up online about what's going on. Because one thing that they do, like, you know, and I've fought for and been denied audiovisual recording in these proceedings, and they were commenting that they were afraid of retaliation. Why would the Coast Guard or Homeland Security, if I had done something wrong and they were legitimately prosecuting me for a violation of law, rule, or regulation, why would they be afraid of retaliation? Why would they have carried out a complete lockdown after 9/11 of our courts? And I'm telling you, you know, from personally seeing the transition from being in court before 9/11 and then after 9/11 to where barricades were set up, security. I had privatized, contracted individuals working for the Marshals Service escort me out of the district court in Los Angeles, refuse the Ninth Circuit office there, refused to take my filing. These marshals, who were not sworn U.S. marshals, they were subcontract, they were corporate, you know, corporatists, privateers, for want of a better term, who escorted me to the door, didn't arrest me, didn't cite me, didn't say I did anything wrong, showed me the door. I went to my car, left peaceably, and as soon as I left the parking lot, Homeland Security pulled me over, put my face into the cement, took my vehicle, left me there with my possessions. I went across the street to Senator Kerry's election campaign that was going on at the time, right across the street, and no one could care less. I got the runaround for Kerry's campaign saying, oh, well, we work the campaign. You'll have to call his offices and blah, 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 blah. Talk to local council members and others who were there for an event from Los Angeles. And again, you know, the runaround, no one could care. And now we find to where they've actually proclaimed what I've been up against in fighting, trying to get people to, you know, listen to. And I was on Maggie's program here on RBN Monday. She asked me what I'd been charged with, and I told her, and she laughed. And, you know, I don't know how else to respond to it, but I can't express to you, and I'll go to callers here in a sec, Tom and others, hold on. There's some open lines, 800-313-9443. But I can't tell you, you know, I told her what the charges were. I was charged with being depressed by a branch of military that I'm not in, who has prosecuted me aggressively with military personnel, military assets, since bringing charges March 6th of 2003, 2 weeks prior to launching of the war in Iraq. I've found my way all the way through this, I guess, maze of legal mumbo-jumbo to where I had to appeal three times to the Coast Guard commandant, an admiral in charge of a branch of military that I'm not in, as an alleged civilian, to eventually make it to the National Transportation Safety Board, who's trying to outlaw all, you know, cell phones in your cars right now, who rubber stamped what the Coast Guard did, ignored, and they even made fun of or comment to me bringing up within the proceedings or in the appeal, posse comitatus. And now I'm before the Ninth Circuit, where I'm still defending myself against the actions by a branch of military that I'm not in. So these recent revelations of the NDAA and proclamations of what they can and cannot do, there have been testimonials by people like myself trying to warn and inform, and no one's listening. We'll come back and we'll go to some calls. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops. slower circulation and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
And I wanted to read that paragraph for you to call us, 800-313-9443, but it was about, go to paragraph 36, because it says, hence need of Coast Guard and DHS to use 2007 delegation, and people don't realize how important this is, but the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, has put out a delegation stating that a branch of military police, the U.S. Coast Guard, it's not supposed to be military, let alone really much of a police agency, has now been assigned to superintend the United States Merchant Marine, which is basically like, you know, putting the Air Force in charge of the airline industry and the FAA, which was formerly known as the Civil Aeronautics Board, or CAB, and you can see that in the movie on Howard Hughes with Leonardo DiCaprio. But I cite here is power of military to declare citizen incompetent, quote-unquote, akin to power of life and death, and must be barred outright or governed by elements of criminal proceeding or substantial property interest with an Article III jury trial. Otherwise, state federal government can use to strip persons unalienable rights absent protections of Constitution and due process by forced medical / mental, quote-unquote, status exam, a mental health exam or a psych exam. go and read it. It's right there. This is what I'm up against. And it may be difficult with all the exhibits cited in there and all the other stuff, but if you take the time, you can pretty much get, you know, the gist of, here's another one. In fact, with seemingly less severe charges or consequences, Sixth Amendment constitutional guarantees become more important. If not, federal, in parentheses, police, in quotations, agency or authority, military or otherwise, is induced to lessen apparent severity of charges or crime, or make or declare actions to be, quote-unquote, administrative, remedial, or internal, to carry out unlawful, even cruel or unusual punishment by violating due process. Use of military resources and personnel to aggressively pursue U.S. citizen, citizen of any state, or non-citizen, in attempts to forcibly diagnose under quasi-judicial psychological operation, is indeed cruel and very unusual actions, and remains to be predominantly a military operation carried out within the U.S. proper. Go read this. This is what I'm up against. Hopefully, you know, within a very brief, it's 20 pages long, but it's only 10 because it's double-spaced or whatever. This is my most recent filing to the Ninth Circuit in my introduction to the Ninth Circuit, or my reintroduction, because that's where I was back in 2003-2004 when the Chief Justice of the Ninth Circuit took my case off calendar and sent me back to the executive branch for more administrative extrajudicial torture punishment to block and preclude and prevent me from getting into a court to enforce not only my own contractual rights under shipping articles, 46 U.S.C. 103.02, but also QI-TAM, or federal contracting violations, something that was brought in under Lincoln in the Civil War. Let's go to Tom in Wisconsin. Tom, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Eric. You know, I've been listening to your show off and on over the last couple of years, and now we've talked about, you know, some of this material before. But there's something that just is amiss that should be a theme through all of these broadcasts that all these hosts and all the patriot community, the pro-freedom movement community, that's the best way I could put it right now, should be echoing. And that is that the United States is a corporation. It is a corporation that is operating under bankruptcy.
That may be the case, but that's not how it was started. It did start as We the People.
No, I understand this, but the people have to exonerate themselves, and you know, I hate to say this, but when you say you're a U.S. citizen under the 14th Amendment...
Now go back to, if you go read my motion,
yeah,
at the very beginning of it, this is how I start off. Eric Schein, petitioner, citizen and resident of California, moves to restore a right to paid assistance of counsel held under federal statutory schemes other than Title V APA, arising in federal contract law, admiralty, general maritime, constitutional law and contracts, common law, 1st, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 10th Amendments, and minimally appoint JAG or equivalent counsel. And one of the reasons I asked for JAG counsel is because I'm up against JAG counsel, and anybody who's in the military more normally, and even many of these, you know, alleged terrorists, Gitmo detainees, are being afforded military JAG counsel. So how, under the Geneva Conventions or anything else, am I afforded less when I am being accused of being a civilian and I am being prosecuted by military personnel?
I know, it's like an episode out of the Twilight Zone. It doesn't make any, like, it's like a twisting of the very reality that we're supposed to be in. But, you know, like, and I understand, and that's a very wise step that you took, but the majority of people, as they come
along... I don't know about that. You know the inherent risk with that as well, right?
Oh, sure.
I'm sure you can imagine the inherent risk.
Yeah. I mean, you're going up against a tyrant. I understand.
Well, but the one thing I'm asking for, and I've made it clear in there, and it's clear in the foregoing proceedings, is I'm asking for the right to assistance of counsel. I'm not asking to be stuffed under counsel.
Yeah, which would make you dead in the law. I mean, that's... Yeah.
But you do, because but these waters are you need a navigator. You need assistance of counsel. And that's where one of the things that I bring up is not only should we have audiovisual recording in all state and federal public proceedings, whether they be a courtroom trial or anything else, or a hearing or charges like, you know, these administrative proceedings or whatever, so that we see and know what's going on, so it's reproducible. But then it also makes it to where we, as individuals, have more control over our government because it's recorded, and it's there's a matter of record of the wrongdoers. If my proceedings had been recorded in audiovisual format, rather than forcing people to actually go read the transcripts, you would have not only seen it in a different light, but people would have been up in arms about what was going on.
Oh, I totally believe that, and the secrecy of government is the death of freedom in any political boundary or any political system.
And the other thing that I would note as well is that we fund heavily the prosecution but not the defense. And any monies that are allocated, in my mind, for the prosecution should be split between the prosecution and defense, just like they are to a degree in military proceedings, where if you're brought before JAG, you know, counsel or convening authority, you have the right to JAG counsel yourself. Plus, you can go out and get an interest group or a private attorney or someone else to assist as well. I believe, and this is what our founders, I think, would agree to as well, is that the state has a preponderance towards finding somebody guilty. I mean, if you look to the Salem witch trials and more, regardless of the charges, whether you be a witch or a murderer, it's much easier to be found guilty, even when you're not, than it is to prove your innocence when you come up against such a machine.
It has
become a machine.
Well, the bureaucracy are the gears that keep the machine moving. And what you're talking about with the inclination for the state to always pursue a verdict of guilty when you're in a situation like this is because the state is trying to perpetuate a paradigm that they are the progenitors of power, that they have the monopoly of power.
On truth.
On the facts of the case. Right.
Yeah,
they're telling you you can't even ask for the facts that they're using as the evidence against you, and they're saying, no, you can't have it.
Well, like in Bradley Manning's case, they've denied discovery. They've denied the recusal of the judge. And in my mind, the best way to protect, if they do find him guilty, is to grant these things. Fine. You want the judge to recuse himself? Recuse. Next.
Yeah, I mean, if there's actually a case against this guy for apparently causing harm to the United States, I mean, as a political entity. Yeah, show harm.
But that goes to my own situation. What harm did I do? What violation of law, rule, or regulation did I carry out to where the police state, like a la Minority Report, can prosecute me, quote-unquote, for an actus reus, which is a element of a criminal proceeding, but instead skip the act and go to the guilty mind, the mens rea portion of like a criminal proceeding, and try to prove that I have a guilty mind.
Yeah, it is very Minority Report-ish, but what they're basically, what they are accusing you of is just being depressed, and they can show really no evidence of it other than what you have said that they have contrived, made up.
But now think about this. They've got me in a position which is very much like the doughboys from World War I, where you're trapped in the trench, caught in your own mind between fight and flight.
Yeah.
And in that position, and they know this psychologically, it tears a person down. Because you cannot get up and fight because you're afraid to, because you'll probably get, you know, a chemical weapon or a shot as soon as you come up out of the trenches. And you cannot flee because you're in the same boat where if you try to flee the trenches, you're going to get wiped out. So you're stuck in a hole. You're stuck in this, you know, trench where you can't move forward and you can't move back. And they know from studying the doughboys, and this is where the DSM-4 came from, the Diagnostic and Statistic Manual for, studying, quote-unquote, symptomology, because it's not necessarily disease or anything like that. It's basically individual symptoms of how a person portrays when they're trapped in a situation like that. They know that they can carry out the very same end result by placing you in something that may not appear to be the same. You're not trapped in a physical trench. You're trapped in a legal trench.
And that comes from status. And I think you've taken a very good approach in this fight. You've chosen to fight, which is good, because otherwise you're...
I don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice. I mean, if you're going to maintain your humanity...
It's do or die.
Yeah, well, that's life. That's life. Most people have been domesticated, and they no longer really have a full understanding of that, and so they just let things pass them by without trying to stop it. And that's the condition that still the majority find themselves in. But they'll be shaken out of it, or they'll be buried in the ground. But what I was trying to get at is that the universal message has to be that this is not the republic anymore, and this is why it's not the republic. And the presentation of that basic fact, and I know I'm kind of preaching to the choir.
Well, you've heard my program too, that I'm saying that we are under, you know, the influence, at least, of the royal crown families from Europe and Germany. I would point to
through the bankruptcy, the banks own the governments through the comprehensive annual financial reports that show where all these funds from the taxpayers and the people have been invested. I would say fraudulently. Through holding companies that have become all the municipal, the county, and the state, and the federal government. I mean, all this is like tied in through the banking system. And so there's this hegemonic control, and essentially what it is you have U.S. citizens that are not sovereigns, they're wards of the state, and all the documentation they have for saying who they are, and they use it as evidence for who they are, is all property of the government. And then when they stand in for this name, because you're not a name, you're a man, you're a woman, you're a child, once you stand in for that name, you're the property of the government. And most people simply just...
Well, that's the whole straw man argument, basically.
No, it's not an argument, it is a fact. That when
well,
you
but
say
it,
that,
whatever you want to call it, it's the whole concept of the straw man.
Yeah, it's the corporate entity that does not exist in the real world except for the people that give it power by their action.
But you understand what our founders stood against.
Yeah.
That's why they stated as we the people, they stood against the East Indies Corporation, which was an extension of the crown.
Yeah.
It was an agent of the crown. And you got guys like Newt Gingrich who helped bring Rupert Murdoch to the country as an agent for the crown, who built his media empire in Australia as a subject to the crown, backed by the crown and the royal family, who not only gave him his license, but let him prosper, because they can shut him down. They can, you know, allow him to do well or not, especially when you live in a kingdom. And people who say, well, that's not true. It's just an apparent title, and there's no real wealth or power to that. You're smoking crack. I mean, you're not living in the real world. Because, you know, even the French Revolution that was fought to do away with the royal families, that was, you know, in 1780s or whatever, right around the same time as our own, our own founders did the very same thing. That's why they started a constitutional republic. And the very same families, the very same heir apparents in these families, like the Morgans, the Rothschilds, the Builder, you know, the members of the Bilderbergs, like Queen Beatrix, Queen Elizabeth, the Windsors, the Habsburgs, and others, and there's a whole list of other families that are all tied to this.
Yeah.
They've got these, you know, just like even the story of King Arthur is a perfect example, where you have the round table, they're all equals, then they elevate one of the, you know, equal members to be king, and the whole thing falls apart.
Yeah.
And you know, sexual intrigue and political intrigue ensue. And it's basically that story is given to us to show us that, you know, and it kind of goes into the concept of the Magna Carta and more, that our founders took the Magna Carta that was handed to the nobles and the aristocracy, to where they had certain rights that were unalienable, could not be taken away from the king or by the king, to where it was granted and extended to all people here in the United States.
Through inheritance.
Through birth.
Well, yeah, well, that's inheritance.
Well, that, yeah, I guess, but it wasn't by grant.
Pass it on to you,
but it,
yeah.
But it, well, but it wasn't by grant of being a royal family. It was by grant of being born a free man.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
We're going to break and just come back and you can wrap up after this commercial break. We're going in the last segment. We'll be right back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Please, I would ask you to go to and read this motion in required reading at the bottom of the RBN website and go to www.crossingtherubicon.org and www.martiallaw911.com. We'll be right back.
Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, that wonderful British band that we're going to sponsor when they come to the United States to become U.S. citizens. Or so I am told. Tom, you know, I'd ask you too to go and read that motion at the bottom of the RBN website and see if you can, you know, make heads or tails of it and see what's going on. It's at the very bottom in the must-read section. It's the top article or piece. And I would ask, you know, you, Tom, as a listener, as an informed listener, go read it and see if you can make heads or tails out of it. You've been listening to the show long enough to understand what I've been talking about. Go ahead and finish up your thought.
Well, I saw a YouTube channel, and I've been sharing this as much as I can now. It's BAQASAR, Bacassar, And you can find this. And he calls the actual government, the agencies of government, talks to the agents of the government, and he basically lays out how through the manipulation of words and their meanings, we've been all conned. The name that we've been given to us by the state through the birth certificate, the issuance of other government documents that have the name and the number, usually the Social Security number on it, is the property of the government. It's not ours. And so we are actually agents for the name. We are authorized users of the name.
We are subjects. We are subjects. And, well, and being a
subject, as U.S. citizens, yes.
Well,
once you start declaring that you are not the property of the government, that you you tell them, I am not standing in for the name, I am not the name, I am the authorized agent to use the name. And the principal is the one who is responsible for what happened. You know, I mean, this is the basic concept that the people must understand if they're going to take back their freedom.
Yeah, but even the recent Supreme Court case decision, Citizens United, people don't understand. It's laying its foundation on case law from the 1800s, where they equated a corporation that could have anywhere from 5, usually, you know, 50 or more, up to several thousand, if not tens of thousands of individuals involved working it for that corporation. They created the legal argument that the corporation could be treated as an individual, not meaning that all these 50,000 people would become one person, but that one individual representative, like you could sue Jack Welch as the CEO of General Electric, and by doing so sue any and all people within GE that had any involvement in whatever your action is about, but you could use that individual or even the corporate name as an individual that represents all those involved.
Yeah.
And the difference, though, is that they've equated that individual to be the other term or definition for individual, and this is why the Indians talk about the white man speaking with forked tongue, is that they've equated it to be, no, it's an individual, like a living, breathing human being. And that is not even close to the intent of that ruling.
Yeah. Well, the people will perish for a lack of knowledge, Eric. And with this police state coming in, these criminals are not going to give up their power grab and their depopulation agenda, because they've put all their chips in. They're going for broke.
And they're going to become extremely brutal, because they're not going to lose their place at the head of the table.
They have no plans on it. They plan on wiping us out. So, unfortunately, you know, as much as I want to see people wake up, they're not going to be waking up until they're, you know, having the bags put over their heads or the doors kicked in or being thrown.
You see in Europe civil war coming too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting pretty bad. I'd ask people, that's the end of the show. Thanks, Tom.
Yep, sure.
Go and read the motion. Please go read the motion at the bottom of the RBN website in required reading. It's the very first one on S-1867. It's a motion that I just filed for assistance of counsel from the Ninth Circuit. We will be back. I'll be back. Thanks, people. Peace. That's it.
The next.